and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 23rd of December, 2007. 1823 on this day, an unsigned poem entitled A Visit from St. Nicholas was printed in the Troy, New York Sentinel. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house. A poem for years attributed to Clement Clark Moore. More likely now, people think that it was written by Major Henry Livingston. It was the first time in which Santa Claus had been described as chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, which is the picture we still have of him today. It's the birthday of Harriet Monroe, the founder of Poetry Magazine, born in Chicago, 1860. She said, "The people must grant a hearing to the best poets they have, else they will never have better." In 2002, Ruth Lilly, the pharmaceutical heiress, gave Poetry Magazine a gift of stock worth more than $100 million. Ruth Lilly, who had sent poems to the magazine for years without getting published, but she had no hard feelings and gave the gift because she wanted to make sure that the magazine would continue into the future. It's the birthday of the man who deciphered the Rosetta Stone, Jean-François Champollion, born in France in 1790. He was able to break the code when he discovered that each of the Egyptian hieroglyphs could represent both a sound and a concept, and thereby he resurrected a language that had been dead for thousands of years. It's the birthday of the novelist Donna Tartt, born in Greenwood, Mississippi, 1963. Her first book, The Secret History, about a group of college students who form a secret cult and wind up murdering one of their own members, came out in 1992 when she was just 28 years old, and it sold more than 5 million copies. It's the birthday of Samuel Smiles, born in Haddington, Scotland, 1812, best known for his book Self-Help. It came out in 1859, preaching the ideals of hard work and persistence. It's the birthday of Robert Bly, born in Madison, Minnesota, 1926, served in the Navy in World War II, went to Harvard, studied Yeats, and decided he wanted to write poetry for the rest of his life. He's written over 30 books of poetry, including The Light Around the Body and Loving a Woman in Two Worlds. And it's the birthday of Calder Willingham, born in Atlanta, 1922. He was sent to the Citadel, the military school of South Carolina, and he wrote about sodomy and sadism experienced there by cadets in his first book, End as a Man. The book was sued for obscenity, which helped sales, and Willingham went on to write even more shocking novels, Geraldine Bradshaw, Reach to the Stars, and others. Here's a poem for today by Freya Manfred, entitled Call It Quits. If you're not a movie mogul, rock star, or president, if you're not a CEO sitting on a billion in the bank, no one will answer your emails, phone calls, or letters. You'll be helpless, hopeless, too old, too young, in too much pain, the wrong color, some unacceptable sex, a non-believer in some religion people kill for. You could keep struggling to see through everyone's skin to their slick, writhing guts, including your own, or you could call it quits and slip into the unknown, inexhaustible, frothing teeth of the sea that turns us all to brine, sweet salt of the universe. Call It Quits, a poem by Freya Manfred from her collection Swimming with a 100-Year-Old Snapping Turtle, published by Red Dragonfly Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find hundreds of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Schweitzker and Katrina Chikala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.